Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be found acceptable in your sight, my Lord and Redeemer. Amen. Probably it's not going to be any surprise to anybody, but I'm hung up on the sea still. And that's just where God's dealing with me. For those who've heard the last couple of homilies, you'll know that I'm trying to learn how to see colors and things in nature. And I've learned real quickly that I didn't see color very good because I just assumed that things were certain colors. And so I never really had quit really looking at them. And so I'm having to relearn to really look at things to see what things really are, what their colors are. And the Lord, of course, is relating all that to me about seeing him and how he sees things. In Matthew 20, 22 and 23, he tells us that the eye is the lamp of the body, so that your eye is clear, so that then if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? You know, it's very easy, I think, sometimes for us as Christians to forget an awful lot of stuff. We get bogged down in our own everyday life, our own problems, our own troubles, our own warfare. And then we just quit seeing things quite like the Lord sees things. Several years ago, I volunteered at a Save-A-Life, which was back in the day when men did very, very little with Save-A-Lives, the pregnancy test centers. But I just felt called to be there at night, a couple of nights a week that they had, that they were open for women. Because occasionally a man would come in. But for the first year or so, and I did that, I think it was like 8 years, but the first couple of years, I would just be there, and one of our counselors would have a really bad session. And, you know, where they'd come out weeping. And of course, the enemy was attacking them that they were a failure, that they had failed to save a baby's life. And because of them, that a baby was going to die now. And the Lord was just miraculously would just open my eyes to see that individual counselor. And most of these ladies, I didn't know. I got to know them over the periods of time, but not really well because it was only a couple that were always there, and it was a turnover because it's really hard. It's really difficult for to counsel women to try to save babies, and when they don't, it's just heartbreaking. But the Lord would open my eyes to see the counselors in a very unique way sometimes, and then He would give me that opportunity to talk with them. And basically, in talking to them, what I did was just tell them how God saw them. And, you know, I tell them, you know, God's opened my eyes to see you as He sees you, and He just wants you to know this is how He sees you. And it was mostly not very, I didn't use scripture in doing that. I just related to them what I was seeing in the Spirit. And, it would bring great comfort to them because they were under such attacks of the enemy. So it's really important that we see as God sees, that we don't see as we see, and we don't see the way the world sees. You know, and I believe it's something in the first part of Matthew talks about the view from heaven and the view from the world. And it's so easy for us to get so caught up into seeing things from the world's point of view. Because that's what the world tries to teach us. And particularly at a time like this with the pandemic and all that's going on and people being so caught up into the fear, the anxiety that's going on, we start forgetting to see people as God sees them or to see situations as God sees them. And so as I was praying this morning about this word, you know, the Lord just started reminding me that He's laid out in Scripture how important this is. See, when Jesus was born, He went, and even before Jesus was born, He went to these magi, these princes from another land, and told them to go and find this baby. And if you think about it, that was a pretty big deal for them to even do that, because it, like, they didn't have a vested interest in this. Like, you know, these guys went back home, and probably only months and months and months after Christ was crucified rose from the dead, did they even hear about that? Because they didn't have cell phones back then, and text messages, and Facebook. So why was that so important that they came to see this baby? This man, God. See, there, we're trying to be taught something. And when the angels went to the shepherds, they told them what? To go and see this child, the King of the Jews. Didn't say go check this out on Facebook, because there was no Facebook. They didn't even say, well, just listen to this, we'll tell you what's happening. It was a matter of seeing. And if we really begin to see, and I'm not downing Facebook stuff and all those things. There's so many great ways of communicating the gospel to people. But the most important way of communicating the gospel to people, I believe, and it's going to take a lot to get me not believe this, is that it's personal. Because that's how Jesus did it. Personal. One-on-one sometimes. He talked to large crowds and stuff, yes, but he also stopped for the one, ministered to the one in person. And we know that in Hebrews it tells us to do not forsake the assembling together, because it's about relationships. It's about really seeing one another. If your only contact with the human race is through Facebook or text messages and emails and stuff, you will have a very extremely distorted view of what humanity really is and the potentials for humanity. And, thanks, Matthew 20:33, we have the story of the two blind men that were crying, you know, have mercy on us, have mercy on them. People telling them to shut up, and they kept crying out, have mercy. Finally, Jesus stopped. He said, what do you want from me? And they said, to see. Well, they were blind and couldn't see anything. But I think that's a message for us. What do we want? What do we really want out of our Christian life? What do we really want out of our walk? Do we want to have the Bible memorized? Or like large portions of it committed to memory? That's a really good thing. There's some people out there that know the Bible better than almost all of us know as far as what the words are that's in the Bible that do not know Christ. It's just important that we never lose sight of that He's called us to, is to see Him, to behold Him. We say that in our Eucharist, behold, see. Seeing is having a relationship. It begins to create a relationship. Of everything else, the human race is the most visual oriented. That's why things like Facebook and social media stuff is all video oriented. It's because we're visual. We learn visually as well as we learn by hearing. So, my journey, I'm learning that, you know, like trying to see things in nature more clearly, and now being compelled to stop and cry out for God's mercy. And when He stops for me, He says, what would you have? That I would say, I wouldn't say like to be a great preacher or to be a great priest or to not be a great theologian, but I just simply say, to see you. To simply see you, that is enough for this child that you saved. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.